Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm all fired up for the All Sammy weekend. That's going to be something to watch at the Cub Convention.
Is it going to be All Sammy, or is there a surprise signing? Are they bringing? And now behind this curtain, I mean, could there be someone to help the current team?
Yeah, I think. My sources tell me that David Haw is going to add just another thing that he's going to be doing with the Cubs onto his media list. Is that what you're asking?
No, it's not what he's asking, Bruce. I will be there Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to working with you and Ryan McGuffey. But how about Alex Bregman? Might he make a surprise appearance? Could he be a guy who is in the news? Where does it stand with Bregman, and what's getting in the way of signing him to a deal?
Well, as I reported the other day on our website, 670thescore.com, that the Cubs have had some conversations with the agent. We know Scott Boras as well as being one of the top agents in the game, and that Bregman, who had been seeking a 5 or 6 year deal, is having difficulty getting what he wants and going where he wants. The initial 5 year, $156 million offer that Houston made was the one that he turned down, and it looks like it was a mistake for him. He wanted to stay there. They thought they could get $200 million in free agency. That's not out there right now for him. He's a terrific player all the way around. Power hitter, great defensive third baseman, great base runner, terrific clubhouse guy. Everything a team would want. But for the Cubs, it would be everything that they wanted in a short term. If you notice, there's really nobody signed past 2026. On this team other than Dansby Swanson. So there seems to be a method to what's going on out there, and that is short-term deals and trying to win right now. And he would fit in perfectly. We don't know if he's going to accept a short-term deal at this point. It's getting late. We only have 3 weeks left until spring training. We know that he's always loved coming to Chicago, that it's one of his favorite places. I think he would prefer a big city. The Yankees had talked to him at one point during the winter and had gone a different direction. So I think there's a possibility there for a short-term deal, but right now, up until a day and a half ago, they were still seeking a 5 or 6 year deal. Boston, Detroit, the main teams involved.
I'm curious, Bruce, what about the back end? You know, could there be a secret closer unveiled? And I don't know why I'm making it the convention. Just it's always fun to have something different happen. Who's going to close for this team?
Well, you know, again, the two big guys, Scott and there's Yates out there, really good closers. They're still asking 4 and 5 years at, you know, $15, $17 million. Nobody's budging on that right now. The Cubs have always developed their own guys, and You know, unless it's the short term for, you know, someone like Chapman, or when they had Kimbrel, or they brought in, you know, Davis in a trade on a couple-year deal from Kansas City. The pattern for, you know, Jed Hoyer is we're going to develop our own, and, you know, we're going to continue to move in that direction. Right now, you know, if he added a closer, if he added a guy like Bregman, I don't think there would be any doubt that the Cubs are the clear favorites in the National League Central.
So, Bruce, Sasaki not going to the Cubs. We know that his finalists include the Padres, Dodgers, and Blue Jays, I believe. I thought we would know by now what his destination would be. Got to ask you about the rumor out there about the Padres. If he picks San Diego, would they be likely, are they entertaining trade possibilities for Dylan Cease? Is that something on the table?
Well, you know, his name has been out there a lot this winter. And, you know, Cease would make a great difference for any team. We know him so well from having played with the White Sox for so long. He had another dominant year last year. He's a free agent after 2025. Guess who his agent is? You know. Mm-hmm. It's Scott. So there won't be any extension talk. He'll be going to full-blown free agency a year, you know, starting in November. What is it? What is he worth for a one-year deal? Again, you know, you have Tucker on a one-year deal. You could possibly bring Bregman in on a short deal. You know, are the Cubs trying to win the World Series this year? Yes, I think they are. Would this fit in if for a couple prospects? You know, would you be willing to trade Casey back to San Diego where he came from in a deal for Cease? How much are you willing to give up for the 1 year? That's the question. Yeah, I mean, Sasaki adds a lot of depth to the Padres. But again, when you look at Sasaki, 101 innings last year, the year before 91, how many starts are they going to really get out of him there? How many innings is he going to be able to pitch? So, you know, having Cease around still makes a lot of sense for the Padres.
I'm curious when we talk about this weekend and what's going to happen. How will the Sammy Sosa thing just be like a massive celebration? Is there any? Does he need to say anything? How does it work? And what do you expect to find out about him?
Well, David and I are going to find out Friday after the ceremony, right?
Right.
So, you know, David's hard-hitting questions. I'm sure he's going to get right to it. You know, what type of steroids did you do, Sammy?
Has he admitted to that? I mean, he kind of...
No, he has not.
No, he hasn't.
No.
He has apologized. I am curious what he is apologizing for.
Well, and that's a fine question. It's a good way to start it off. But I think it is...
I say go right to the type of steroid.
Yeah. Yeah, let's know what it is. You know, I mean, what made you the most prolific home run hitter in your era and in the top home run hitter in the history of the Cubs? But, you know, seriously, it's going to be a celebration, and it's going to be well-deserved. 12 years of being one of the only reasons to go to Wrigley Field was the production, the hustle, and the respect that Sammy showed for the game. And I know people are going to, you know, scoff at that, but the respect that he had was that he hustled every single moment that he was on the field. He played for the fans. He played for trying to win. You have to respect those things. If those other things get in the way of your vision of Sammy, then you didn't watch him for 12 years perform for the Cubs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Bruce, I think away from the Sammy Sosa thing, which I'm looking forward to, and I know we'll handle it because we have interviewed him before, and I'm grateful that he's coming and we're able to interview him again. But away from a lesser known guy, Michael Arias quietly was let go by the Cubs, designated for assignment. There was a time last year, I think in the midst of the season, we talked about him being a closer option, a guy who was a converted catcher, I believe, and was making some progress as a closer. They DFA'd him for reasons that he no longer would fit on the 40-man roster, I believe. The Yankees get him for cash considerations. Are we going to be looking back at this quiet move in a couple of years and say, boy, that was one that got away?
I mean, it's a 100-mile-an-hour arm, so you don't take those things lightly. You know, your point's well taken. But the reality is he couldn't find home plate. I mean, he's walking 40% of the guys that he's facing out there. So, they felt that at this time, they needed that roster spot. They hoped to get him, slide him back through before somebody hit him on waivers. It didn't happen. So they DFA'd him, put him on waivers. The Yankees took him. I I hate to say it, but 98 to 100-mile-an-hour arms these days seem to be moving toward a dime a dozen, right?
Interesting. Well, I just think that, and he was a shortstop, not a catcher, but just after the Jeremiah Estrada experience, you wonder if that would have scarred them to the point where they did not want another hard thrower get out of their organization.
Yeah, the hard thrower and the pitcher, becoming a pitcher, two different things.
Yeah.
And again, I In this day and age, when we talk about velo, it gets the ultimate respect. Doesn't necessarily mean you're getting outs, okay? The Cubs have a full rotation. Think about this. Five guys in their rotation. Nobody throws more than 92.5 miles per hour, okay? That's an outlier. The idea that you have, a good rotation. I think most people consider the Cubs, what would you say, top 7-8 rotations in baseball, from what they did last year. But they're still, as you're pointing out, they're still looking for a power arm out there. I mean, Sasaki was that perfect, young pitcher to continue to develop, who was averaging 97 miles per hour, wasn't going to cost them a lot of money. Unfortunately, the Cubs are in the Midwest, and he didn't want to play here. That's just the sad story here. He's going to an indoor stadium in Toronto or two warm weather places in either San Diego or Los Angeles. So, how long do you go with the arm? Do you really think he's a prospect or not? Obviously, in this case, they took a pass and let Arias go.
I saw the Cubs did sign seven players yesterday off the international market. I think there was a headline I read, might have been in Sports Illustrated, that said that they didn't make a big bang. There were no top 50 players among that group. I think they had five shortstops out of the seven players.
The White Sox did, though, Mike.
White Sox had a lot of players. They had a number 17 prospect internationally, and they got, what, five right-handed pitchers, among other things?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, those guys are years away from getting here, and there's a lot of young guys involved. But why, you know, given you're in the Rookie Sweepstakes and you lose it, why didn't you use that money to sign somebody to do something?
Great question.
Yeah, it is a really good question. I don't have the answer for that right now. We're going to talk to Hoyer about that tomorrow at the Cub Convention. You know, as you mentioned, most of these kids are 16, 17 years old. The third baseman that the White Sox signed, Alejandro Cruz, is 17 years old. He got $2 million, you know, and it's like, okay, are we going to see him in 2 years? Is he going to be playing the hot corner for the White Sox, or is he going to be another washout? You know, again, White Sox are going for a top Cuban player, and he is considered that. So hopefully they get a little bit more bang for their buck this time. The Cuban direction hadn't worked as of recent time since Abreu. So we'll see. Robert's still out there as well. But I think the question, you know, deserves a better answer than what I can give you right now, Mike. You know, other than the fact that, you know, when you're going after these young guys, a lot of the teams had to go on hold because of Sasaki and the fact that you were going to want to offer him as much money as you could. And everybody only has between $4 and $6 million in international money. And, you know, Sasaki, who knows what he's going to get from the Dodgers or San Diego? Are they going to be able to give them $4 or $5 million? You don't really see the Dodgers and Padres on that list right now of having given out a big amount of money in the international market here. So it's going to be intriguing to see what he gets and how that impacts the rest of their international drafting right now.
Well, it's going to be intriguing Saturday morning, Bruce. Looking forward to it inside the clubhouse, 9 to noon. We're scheduled to talk to Justin Steele, Kyle Tucker, Sammy Sosa, our interview, Tom Ricketts, and Crane Kenny. That's going to be a jam-packed show with Ryan McGuffey at the Cubs convention. Come say hi. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bruce, thanks for everything.
See you,
all right, guys. Have a great day.
Wow, you're going to have some of you stay quiet with that many people.
I hear you. I know. Listen, I'm just going to direct traffic. I say, Bruce, go. Tom, go. Sammy, talk. I don't have any other purpose except for that.
I love the question, Sammy, talk. That's awesome.
Talk about. Talk about. I love those questions.
I love those questions. I know you do.
Yeah.
Mulligan on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hola, Sammy Sosa here.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.